Gus McCubbing.
And Tim Purdy.
And Tom Garitas. A Bayside action group is calling for trucks to be banned from parts of St Kilda. The Bayside Transport Action Group is calling on the state government to stop trucks from using Beach Road and Beaconsfield Parade between Port Melbourne and St Kilda. VicRoads will begin a 12-month trial curfew on Saturday mornings, but locals say it's not enough. City of Port Phillip councillor Oggy Simic says the high volume of traffic is affecting community health.
We've got beautiful beaches that are actually being polluted by the trucks zooming past. And more importantly, we have children in the area, we have kindergartens, people who are being affected by the actual diesel emissions.
Australia has experienced 47,000 cybersecurity incidents in the past financial year, with around half of these attacks targeting individuals. The Australian Cybersecurity Centre's annual report shows attacks have increased 15% in the past financial year. Deakin University professor Matthew Warren says millions of people are targeted by cyber fraud attempts, but it only takes a handful of victims to make it a lucrative business for cyber criminals.
In terms of organised crime, what they like about these style of attacks is it's very hard for them to be caught and convicted, and it gives them a very good return on their financial investment.
A climate change expert has said despite some benefits related to a warmer climate, climate change will cause far more harm than good. Senior economist at the Australia Institute, Matt Grudnoff, says that while a warmer climate means winters are less cold, hotter summers have an overwhelmingly negative impact. This comes after former Prime Minister Tony Abbott said climate change is probably doing good in a speech delivered to the Global Warming Policy Foundation in London overnight.
And in the US, winds in excess of 80 kilometres an hour have driven a number of fires into residential areas in California, killing five and destroying thousands of homes. More than a dozen fires have broken out in the winemaking region north of San Francisco, causing thousands to flee. Retired Northcote school teacher Bob Olson is visiting family in Santa Rosa, one of the worst affected areas. His sister's home is one of those to have been lost.
She's obviously in shock. She posted a picture, a little video of her house on Facebook, and there is nothing. The only thing left standing is the new fence that she had put in when she had her front yard done and the mailbox.
Darebin City Council plans to stamp out illegal graffiti by rolling out a $50,000 street art program. The council is building on the success of a pilot program that found street art murals are less likely to be tagged, saving thousands of dollars spent on cleaning up graffiti. 10 hotspots have been identified across Darebin, including High Street in Thornbury. Darebin councillor Trent McCarthy says the street art will attract tourism to the area.
I see this as a fantastic opportunity for a new type of urban tourism where you get to go and visit, say, the five or six Indigenous pieces of street art or the street art in this particular suburb, which says a lot about who lives there and who has lived there before. And I think it's really great for the local businesses as well, because they get to have people coming into their area who otherwise might not explore that particular pocket.
Australians are no longer the largest contingent of tourists visiting Bali each year after being overtaken by the Chinese. Cheap flights and the marketing of cultural similarities are being reported as the main reasons for the increase in numbers. More than a million Chinese tourists visited the Indonesian island in the 6 months to August, making up over a quarter of all foreign visitors.
And now to sport. Clayton Oliver won Melbourne's Best and Fairest Award last night in only his second season of AFL football. The midfielder beat co-captain Jack Viney by a huge margin after averaging 30 possessions across 22 games. The Socceroos kick off tonight in Sydney for the second leg of their World Cup qualification knockout series against Syria. The series is currently tied 1-1, with the winner progressing to a final playoff against the fourth place team from North and Central America. And Nick Kyrgios has pledged to build a tennis centre in Melbourne for underprivileged children, saying he's found his purpose in life. The tennis star is searching for land to build the facility that will include tennis and basketball courts, as well as a football oval.
And in Melbourne's weather, sunny with light winds, afternoon sea breezes developing with a top of 21. Tomorrow it will be cloudy with a slight chance of rain and a top of 25. This has been Triple R Midday News with Tom Garitas
and Tim Purdy
and Gus McCubbing.